Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, there's a dragon breath cereal warning. If you're renting, knowing your rights could mean more money in your pocket. And this 14-year-old girl stunned the crowd with this electrifying dunk. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued a warning for 5 states about Rocky Mountain spotted fever, a tick-borne disease that can be fatal if left untreated. The CDC says those 5 states account for 60% of the country's cases and include Arkansas, Missouri, North Carolina, Oklahoma, and Tennessee. The disease is caused by a tick bite, and symptoms generally show within 4 days. Typical symptoms include high fever, headache, body aches, and occasionally a rash. Tick-borne diseases have been on the rise in the United States, with the number of reported cases more than doubling in the past 12 years. Experts say climate change is allowing ticks to live longer and in more environments. To protect yourself from tick bites, it's best to avoid heavily wooded areas. But if you do need to spend time in the woods, wear long pants, tuck your pants into your socks, and put tick repellent on your clothing and gear. When you get back inside, remember to thoroughly check over your body for any ticks. Now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Nicole Petalides. Nicole, a new scam is affecting banks.
That's right, Kristen. The FBI is warning of an ATM cash-out scheme. Using this method, hackers withdraw large sums of money with cloned bank cards. In one case, hackers were able to steal more than $2 million from the National Bank of Blacksburg through 2 cash-outs. A 6-year-old from Utah secretly ordered hundreds of dollars worth of toys off Amazon. The child was allowed to order a Barbie doll on her mom's account, but the next day, boxes full of toys, video games, board games, all arrived at the family's home. Well, everything except for the doll was returned to Amazon. Apple recently hit that coveted $1 trillion market cap. But some people think Amazon may soon catch up. In fact, one survey found consumers trust Amazon more.
Who were some of the other contenders?
It's just too soon to tell. I will tell you, Google's parent company Alphabet and Microsoft are both valued at over $800 billion. Amazon is currently worth over $900 billion.
All right, we'll see what happens. Thanks, Nicole. As the search continues for missing Iowa college student Molly Tibbetts, investigators have launched a website they're hoping will help in their search. Authorities are urging the public to use a new interactive map on this site to provide tips if they witnessed anything. Crime Stoppers of Central Iowa is also offering more than $336,000 in reward money. And this is the $500 outfit Serena Williams will wear at the U.S. Open later this month. Nike is calling it the Queen Collection, and designer Virgil Abloh said, "I was trying to embody her spirit and bring something compelling and fresh to tennis." And watch as 14-year-old Ashlyn Watkins dunks during a junior NBA game. The 6'2" eighth grader already has offers from the University of South Carolina and Kentucky. Our friend Headcrack over at Dish Nation dishes up the hottest celebrity news. So, Headcrack, I hear some kids are getting out of school early for a pretty special reason.
Yeah, that's right, Kristen. There's a new school holiday. Well, at least for one day. When the Carters take their On the Run 2 tour to South Carolina, some Richland 1 district schools will release students early. Now, officials expect heavy traffic when the Carters come to town and would prefer their students and buses to not be caught in it. Yo, when the Carters come to town, they shut the city down. Is there a new Jackson 5? Captain Jackson was all smiles at her granddaughter Paris's new band concert. Now, Paris shares her love for music with her late father, Michael Jackson. And Paris was super excited for her grandmother's support and even more excited that she likes her song. Now, that's love. Now, finally, Kylie Jenner is the big 21 and she's received many gifts for her birthday. Like, where do you get the girl who has everything? Well, her man Travis Scott filled her patio and front yard with hundreds of roses, gifted her a 50s Rolls Royce, and a Can-Am Spider with a custom unicorn print. I would have just went to Vegas and called it a day. Well, anyway, on that note, I'm riding out. That's this week's Dish. Until next time, holla at you, Kristen.
I've got to admit, those are some pretty awesome gifts. Thanks, Headcrack. For the latest celebrity news, watch Dish Nation weekdays. Check your local listings. A group of Iowa State students and local residents have started a tenants union in Ames. The 19 members want to achieve housing justice for all and educate tenants of their legal rights. Almost everyone has or will rent in their lifetime, but knowing where you stand legally can be a little confusing. So with us today to talk about this is attorney and legal analyst Annalise Getz. That lease can get pretty long. Not everyone reads it. What should we look out for when we're reviewing a lease?
When you start, find the assignment and subleasing provisions. This is important because a lot of cases result from a tenant that just wants to break the lease early and you don't want to pay the rent for the remainder of the term. Yeah. If you have a strong assignment and subleasing clause, you can find someone to cover that rent after you move out. Another very important thing to get your money back at the end of the lease is to be proactive at the beginning of the lease. Before you move into the property, print out a move-in checklist. You want to take this through the property with your landlord and mark anything, any damage that currently exists when you move in. And this is really important because landlords cannot charge you for pre-existing damage, and right. They also can only charge you for damage that exceeds ordinary wear and tear.
Great information. What if things take a turn for the worse and you have some sort of dispute? What's the best course of action?
A great place for tenants is small claims court. So a great thing to do is come armed with all the information that a judge needs to rule in your favor. Text messages, emails, photos, any kind of correspondence between the landlord and the tenant is going to be crucial to make your case.
You can never be too prepared. Great advice, Annalise. Thank you. All right, let's talk about this growing online trend. It encourages women to proudly display their weight, but not in the way you'd expect. The I Weigh movement was started by actress Jamila Jamil, who currently stars in the sitcom The Good Place. She said she noticed lots of women on social media obsessing about their weight, so she decided to reframe how women value themselves. Jamil started the Instagram page I Weigh, which now has over 100,000 followers. In it, women post pictures of themselves and add notes about their triumphs and struggles, all in an effort to show that women are so much more than just a number on a scale. Instead, Jamil wants women to see their weight as who they are as a person. Celebrities like Emmy Rossum and Kristen Bell have even submitted their own I Weigh photos, with Rossum adding words like drive, kindness, and empathy on hers. And anything that helps women see themselves as more than just their physical appearance is a big step forward. A former contestant on The Apprentice is accused of running a multi-million dollar scam. Jesse Connor Teva and her husband, Matthew Teva, have been charged by the Federal Trade Commission and the state of Minnesota. The couple ran Seller's Playbook. It claimed to help third-party sellers on Amazon make more money. But the government says it was a get-rich scheme. Jesse Connor Teva pitched herself as a former Apprentice contestant and serial entrepreneur. She appeared on the first season of the show. She offered free seminars around the country. There, she reportedly pitched other classes starting at around $500. Seller's Playbook told attendees they could make $20,000 a month with a net profit of over $1.2 million. The government says some people spent as much as $32,000 on the seminars with nothing to show for it. The couple is accused of taking more than $15 million from victims. Amazon says it has zero tolerance for fraud and will work with law enforcement to keep scams off their site. Who doesn't love pizza? And now there's a pop-up museum that features various items related to the popular Italian food. The U.S. Pizza Museum just opened and is fittingly located in Chicago, home of the deep dish pizza. It showcases various items from today and years past, including menus, rare pizza boxes, vintage ads, t-shirts, and toys. The museum's founder says he wants people who visit to have a nostalgic feeling about pizza and allow people to remember good times they've had eating the popular food. The museum is only going to stay open through October, but organizers say they may extend it if there's enough interest. And unlike buying a pizza, it's free to enjoy all the exhibits. All right, you got to see this story. 2-year-old Roman Dinkle was born with spina bifida, but he's probably the most inspirational little toddler you've ever seen. In a heartwarming video that's gone viral, Roman learned to walk using a set of forearm crutches, and his excitement is contagious.
Look, Maggie. A rocky, Maggie.
That video already has more than 24 million views. And then there's this one where he's excited to show his siblings he can walk with his new crutches.
Open the door, please, mommy. Hi, guys.
His parents, Whitney and Adam Dinkle, have been documenting Roman's journey on Facebook, and they're not surprised at how many hearts he's touched. His mom said he's everybody's best friend. He can make even the grumpiest person smile. From what I've seen, I think she's right. While some of the best moments of our lives are captured on our phones, unfortunately, the photos rarely do them justice. Today's Top 30 Steal will help you take better pictures and videos. We have a 2-pack of Luxe 5-in-1 camera lens kits at a special 82% discount. These detachable lenses are for mobile phones and tablets. Each kit includes a wide-angle lens, a fisheye lens, a macro lens, a telephoto lens, and a CPL lens. That means wider angles, better zoom, and no more glare. The lenses are super easy to attach, and they don't slip. You'll make the most of every photo op and have the high-quality memories forever. The 2-pack of Luxe 5-in-1 camera lens kits retails for $100, but today you can buy them for just $18. That's an 82% discount. And you can get these right now at morningsave.com while they last. In today's hometown stories from Fox 5 DC, a hospital can be a scary place, which is why an organization in Montgomery County, Virginia, is providing a unique kind of treatment in order to bring smiles back to the faces of kids who have been through so much. Hero Dogs is a program that trains service dogs to help ease the stress that comes with undergoing extensive medical treatment. Whether it's just making a kid laugh or even showing them that taking medicine can be easy, the program proves that a warm wag of a tail and a friendly paw can make a world of difference. In our next story from Fox 9 Minneapolis, across the country, the increase in police-involved shootings has created a gap between communities and the law enforcement there to protect them. So to help fix this, the National Night Out in Minneapolis looks to bring the community together with the goal of reestablishing the bond with police. Taking place all across the country, the National Night Out has provided a fun and safe place to have the tough conversations in order to better their community. And in our final story from Fox 26 Houston. The Space Center in Houston has become an important place for learning for kids around the country. But when they realized the struggles that kids on the autistic spectrum faced when it came to accessing their resources, they set out on a new mission to make the center inclusive for all. By providing a visual guide and a sensory scorecard for each exhibit, the Space Center hopes to set an example for others, making their center enjoyable for anyone wanting to learn. Here's another warning about a trend that's getting more popular with kids and teens that you may not have heard of yet. Dragon's Breath is a cereal that's soaked in liquid nitrogen and can be eaten as a snack. The coated cereal puffs turn into vapor in your mouth and create the illusion that you're blowing smoke. The snack needs to be prepared and eaten properly, and there are concerns that may not happen because it's typically sold in kiosks and state fairs. Experts warn Dragon's Breath can cause burns if the liquid nitrogen touches the skin, and can even potentially damage internal organs. So if your children do eat it, make sure they follow the proper directions, which include don't touch the liquid, use a utensil, let the nitrogen evaporate, and eat slowly. Some easy tips to follow that could help your kids stay safe from the latest trend. Well, one man from the Philadelphia area is taking a long walk for a good cause. And Mike Jarek from Fox 29 in Philly joins us now to tell us more. Hi, Mike.
Kristen, his name is Jamal Johnson, former Marine. This is the second year he's doing this. What's he doing? He's walking from Philadelphia down I-95, basically, to Washington, D.C. You can tell by the signs he's trying to create awareness against police brutality in our country and violence in general.
By walking is to communicate and to integrate with some of the communities along the way, especially the black communities, to try to bring some attention to the violence in our communities.
Well, he's going to be walking for a while, at least 2 more weeks to get down to Washington, D.C.
So, Mike, on his way down to D.C., is Jamal doing anything special?
Well, he wants to hit all types of communities. So he's walking through urban areas, also rural areas, because he says violence doesn't choose. It can occur anywhere in our country.
Well, it sounds like Jamal is raising awareness about a very important issue. Thanks, Mike. A new survey reveals that an alarming number of Canadians are driving while high on marijuana. And just as disturbing are the number of people that admit getting in the car and being a passenger when they know the driver's high. Statistics Canada revealed that 14% of cannabis users with a driver's license said they'd gotten behind the wheel within 2 hours of getting high, at least once in the last 3 months. Men were nearly twice as likely to drive high than women. And 5% of all Canadians over the age of 14 said they'd been the passenger in a car driven by a high driver. Even though those percentages may not sound high, they are. They're more than triple the rate of Canadians who drive after consuming alcohol. The CEO of MAD Canada said, I think once people get the idea that police do have the tools, that they can detect drug-impaired drivers, especially cannabis, then I think, like alcohol with the breathalyzer, it'll start to lower those rates. Just how much weed is too much weed includes a lot of variables based on each person's tolerance. So the Canadian government is trying to figure out exactly how they can test drivers by the time recreational marijuana becomes legal in October. Scientists at Harvard and Boston University have discovered a spider that you shouldn't be scared of because it could save your life one day. Check out this robotic spider. Developers hope something like it could one day conduct a surgery inside you. It's called Morph. It's made of silicone rubber, and it's about the size of a penny. Morph has 18 degrees of freedom. Previous medical robots have had just one, meaning it's smaller and more dexterous. Researchers say the current form you see here isn't designed for medical applications. It's more of a way to showcase its abilities. But they hope a future form will be used for medical procedures like endoscopies and microsurgery. It's not Black Friday, it's not even the holidays yet, but this is a great time to shop. According to market analysts at Consumer Reports, August is the best month of the year to find big discounts on back-to-school electronics. Think laptops and tablets, as well as printers or a good set of headphones. When picking out a laptop, bigger isn't always better. Laptops with a larger screen tend to be heavier and less mobile, which is why a lot of students opt for a tablet. And most tablets these days are adaptable to the child's age, so look out for parental controls and filters. Buying a printer is riddled with decisions. Inkjet versus laser, all-in-one versus plain. But just remember that no matter which model you get, the price of ink is expensive and can really make a dent in the long-term cost. And finally, headphones can be great for college students looking to block out all the distracting noise in a dorm. But even though wireless headphones are more popular, experts say wired headphones still give you the best sound. While not everyone is a fan of those trendy electric scooters, and some of the rides are meeting a violent end. The Los Angeles Times reports that scooters made by Bird and Lime are being thrown in the trash, tossed into the ocean, or even being set on fire. The Instagram feed Bird Graveyard shows some Californians getting even more violent with their scooter destruction, driving over them or simply smashing them. The scooters were billed as a mobility solution for California roads clogged by traffic. They're left out in public spaces where users can pick them up and pay by the mile to ride. But residents have complained they clutter sidewalks and streets. Some say they've been hit and that riders ignore stop signs and crosswalks. The city of Venice capped the number of scooters. Beverly Hills passed a six-month ban. The LAPD said that because no one is actually reporting the incidents, officers haven't been responding. You've probably said this, I'm just going to watch one more episode. Well, a survey by Tuck Sleep found 45% of Americans have pulled an all-nighter in the last year to binge watch. While 7 in 10 admit to streaming TV while dozing off, many calling it a sleep aid, a third blame it for cutting into their shut-eye. Geographically, Texas and Louisiana residents were most likely to sacrifice sleep for another episode of Westworld. Wisconsinites were least likely. Topping the list for late-night binging, Orange is the New Black. 13 Reasons Why and Stranger Things followed, with Breaking Bad taking fourth. With 900 episodes between them, Grey's Anatomy, Supernatural, and Criminal Minds also provided ample sleep disruption. Despite those picks, comedy was the genre of choice for bedtime binging. 20% chose horror, which is the last thing I'd want to watch to fall asleep. The world's most popular video game is available on some mobile devices, and that could lead to a major security issue. Fortnite is a third-person shooting game that has 125 million users worldwide across multiple gaming platforms. It's already in the App Store since Apple doesn't allow downloads from anywhere else. But in a move to make more money, the game will not be in the Google Play Store. That means people with Android phones will have to disable default security settings to download and install the game from a third party. Experts worry that many people will forget to turn the security settings back on, leaving them at risk for viruses. If Fortnite is successful at removing Google as the middleman, look for other apps to do the same and increase the potential for future security breaches. And that's it for today's show. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. Your phone could be tracking your location, and the way to stop it might not be what you think. Plus, the prank annoying flyers around the world. And this dog is more than just man's best friend. She's being trained for a new job. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 Podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.